Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, not only will you open the door to new understandings, but you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. This way, you can see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Jeez, I tripped over my own intro. So, folks, welcome tonight. We're having Bryn Durham on again tonight. He's a spiritual psychic medium who's been trained by his own guides and several human teachers on the earth. This has happened throughout the years, and it's helped him receive insights and messages for the questions and concerns people have about their life path. It also includes those areas of the path that are contained within. Bryn is a Reiki healer and a foot reflexologist for over 25 years, and occasionally creates spiritually and nature-oriented artwork. He resides in New York City, and you can find him on Facebook under Bryn Durham. His first name is spelled B like boy, R-Y-N like Nancy, Bryn. Durham is spelled like the English town and town in New Hampshire where UNH is that I went to school at. It's D like David, U-R-H-A-M like Mary. I'll just pronounce it like it's spelled, Durham. Durham. So without further ado, let me welcome Bryn. And Bryn, how are you tonight?
Hey, David. It's great to be here again. I really enjoy being in your energy field, and your voice is so calming and peaceful and with a lot of spirituality to it. So, yeah, I enjoy, and thank you. Thank you once again for inviting me here.
You're welcome. My voice wouldn't have sounded so mellow an hour and a half ago when I couldn't find my wallet.
Yeah, right.
I am human, wow. As we all are.
We all have our different temperatures, right?
Oh, yes. Speaking of temperatures,
sure.
Bryn has suggested an interesting topic to start off the show with, and we'll get to most of you callers. But he wanted to talk about spiritual experience and the kinds of spiritual experience that can be had. We are both going to share a little bit of our own experience with that, so to speak. And if any of the callers feel moved to talk about that when we get to you, feel free to do that. I will have Bryn back on again probably in 3 or 4 months. So, surprise, surprise, Bryn. At any rate, where do you want to go with this topic? And we are going to do readings, folks, by the way.
Sure.
So hang in there till we're finished talking, and then we'll take as many of you as we can. Go ahead,
Well,
Bryn.
To start off, Dave, I feel it's a wonderful thing when a person can, you know, open themselves up or be open to a spiritual experience in this material life, you know, because it kind of reminds us that we are, on the whole, in our eternal selves, a spirit. And so I feel that in my life, I've had a few interesting experiences along the way. There was one several years ago. I was a member of a development circle in New York City here, a really good one for psychic development and mediumship. And but I need to backtrack. A day before I was to go into one of the classes that I'm going to talk about. So the day before, I had called somebody for a short reading. I was having some difficulty. And this reader said something interesting to me that no reader has ever told me before. She said, there's a spot on my spine, in the middle of my spine, and it's like an opening where energy comes through. And when you do your healing work, it'll get really hot, like a coal, you know, fiery hot. So I said, oh, that's interesting. And, you know, the reading went on, and it was kind of interesting. I didn't think anything of it. So the next day, I went into the development circle, and I was particularly open that day, very receptive and sensitive to a lot of things. And what we do in the circle is we start with the opening prayer to bring in, you know, our guides and dear departed loved ones, and only those energies that are for the highest frequency of love and light and truth. And as this was going on, I felt a hand on my right shoulder from behind, and instantly I identified it as an angelic hand. I don't know how I knew it, but I just said, this is an angel, right? And so I kind of opened my eyes that were closed at the moment, and in front of the people that were sitting in a circle in front of me, in a kind of half semicircle with these tall, like beings, and they looked like the angels. They were like, I'd say about 7 or 8 feet tall, and they had these robes on. They were standing around, and I said, oh, this is interesting. And I feel this hand on my shoulder, and I've seen these beings. And all of a sudden, a screen opened up in front of me, like a movie screen in a theater, but it was a small one, you know, kind of like a high-definition TV screen. And on the screen was a picture, but it was a moving picture of the ocean, of the sea, some ocean scene where the ocean was very calm, and then there was like a, you know, sky above, of course. And I said, okay, I'm watching this ocean, and that's interesting. And all of a sudden a voice came through and said, we need to pray for the waters of the earth, the oceans of the earth, because, you know, the pollution and the animals that need prayer and the healing of the earth and the waters need to be healed, because there's a lot of damage being done. And it was words like that, and this kept repeating for a while and a while, and I said, oh my gosh. So this went on for a little bit, and then we went through the class, and I got home that night. When I went to bed, when my head hit the pillow, instantly when my head hit the pillow, I was out of my body. I was flying over the Hudson River at night, which was night time when my head hit the pillow, and I was sending healing energy into the Hudson River. And at this point, this spot in my spine that this psychic had told me 3 days ago was starting to get hot. It was this spot that she was telling me about. This thing was starting to get hot as an ember, like a fire plug. And I was just witnessing this, and I was outside of my body, and I was zooming down into the water of the Hudson, projecting healing light into the water at night, and the water illuminated into an amber green as the light was penetrating it, and my hands started getting bigger in this like flight. They started getting like into like a cartoon, like a big hand cartoon type size, and I was zooming in and out, and this thing was getting hotter and hotter and hotter in my spine, and I was just like, okay, I'm just going with this, you know. And it was pretty fascinating. I was kind of relaxed with it, but at the same time, you know, very amazed, you know, like this had never happened to me. I've had not many out-of-body experiences, but this is like a spontaneous thing that happened. And this went on for about 5 minutes, and I would swoop up into the air and then fly down close to the water and pulsate this energy into the Hudson River. And this, and after a while, this thing was getting too hot in my spine. This spot was getting too hot. So after a while, it died down, and then I went to sleep. And to this day, I don't know what to make of it, but it was like it was maybe an assignment that was given to me. But the synchronicity of having this reading and then going to the class the next day and then having these visions and then that night having this out-of-body experience, it was all set up. It was like a setup, you know. So it was like meant to happen. So I guess in some way I fulfilled the instruction, but that was one of the most major spiritual experiences I've had. Now, I've had others where I'd be walking on the street or sitting in a bus that maybe I take this bus every single day, the same bus, or walk down the street, and all of a sudden I'd feel this energy come into me, and all of a sudden I start feeling like I'm getting bigger. My physicality, my bones, my skull starts getting bigger, and everything starts feeling vibrant, like I'm seeing more of it, like I'm seeing more into it, and it's fascinating. It's like a joyful experience. It's like I'm joyful for no reason at all. I'm feeling this wellspring of joy that's coming into me, and the usual mundane things that I pass by every day, all of a sudden, everything's fascinating. Everything, like the corner of the street, the trash can, the people, but I'm seeing more into them. And this has happened, this still happens to me in my life, and it's happened all my life, but I don't know when it's going to happen, but it happens every so often that these moments I'll get into a zone where this enlargement happens. Like I feel I'm getting bigger, and I'm seeing things in an intense way, and it's joyful. It's like I don't want to leave it. It's like a joyful spiritual experience that I can't describe. So that's like those were kind of two of the biggest ones that I've had. But you know, I don't know how they happen, but I can't control them. You know, there's no control over it.
No,
you know?
No, they just happen, from my perspective. You go with the flow, or you miss out on what can be a remarkable experience. And just to let the callers know, we've had a lot of callers call in since we started talking. There's another one. Bryn is going to do some readings after we share on spiritual experience for a while. He's not going to be able to get to all of you. But please stay tuned, and I will have Bryn back on another time. They just keep calling Bryn. We're up to 11 callers.
Oh, yeah. My goodness. Okay.
So that's great. We appreciate that, and, you know, we will get to some of you tonight, and for those we don't get to, maybe Bryn and I can even set up a date. At some point during the show, I'll in between calls, I'll offer a couple of dates and see if something resonates for you.
I think well, what I get out of the second one that I talked about, you know, the one that happens more frequently, was that it's reminding me how life really is in spirit. I think it's like spirit drops in to remind me. This is how beautiful life is, Bryn. You go out throughout your day and you usually feel this kind of mundane life and routine, this, routine, that. But we're here to remind you that this is the high part of everybody. This is what spirit is. Spirit is a joyful experience. Life is, the real fountain of life is spirit. And we're bringing that into your flesh life to remind you, like, what things are really about. You know, that's my interpretation. Who knows? I mean, it could be
something
else.
Yeah.
It's like a reminder. It's a reminder.
Right.
Who knows? Yeah.
Well, I think it's great to have spiritual zingers to remind us that there's more to this life than we can realize with our five senses.
Yeah.
And to reassure us that we are eternal beings.
Yeah.
And unfortunately, right. for some people, they don't experience that because they're not open. And
right.
that's what this show is about, is to try to get people to open their minds, to open doors to new understandings, as I say. Well, may I share a couple of my experiences?
Oh, yeah, please. I was just going to ask you, like, please share yours.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, my most profound experience happened in 1980, but then I've had years where there's just been this tremendous openness and surge of spiritual energy that's just gone on and on and on. But my first experience, which was an out-of-body experience, occurred when I was 25. And I was driving to my grandfather's house, and I was driving along this road, a familiar road, and I came to a bend in the road where there was an intersection with an arm of a road coming diagonally to the curve I was passing. And on that road, there was a large truck, and as I approached the curve, a car with elderly people suddenly pulled out around the truck into my path. There was absolutely nowhere I could go. The woman in the car raised her hands up as if this was the end, and I thought it would be the end for her, but I immediately went out of my body. My body still knew how to drive, and I was amazed that I seemed to have passed through. And there was no harm done. But what
Amazing.
Happened to me is that I went into this, I don't know if you could call it a trance, but
mm-hmm.
I was in communion with a power greater than myself, and there was
right.
a dialogue that went on. It was all, you know, telepathic, for lack of a better word. And I was asking questions, and I was receiving answers. And prior to that experience, I believed in a traditional heaven and a one-life experience. And when I came out of it, I believed in reincarnation.
Wow.
And just like that, just
yeah.
like that, you know.
Wow.
It was an automatic understanding that I'm here for a purpose in this life, as we all are, but every single lifetime I've ever had has been part of rounding out my oversoul.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's very reassuring, and I don't...
That's amazing.
What a
revelation,
amazing.
Right? Yeah.
Oh,
and you had
yeah.
that conference. You had that conference, David. Yeah, that talk or
yes,
whatever.
Yes, I did. Yeah, and a lot of other amazing things happened that day. I found myself in, I kept going through the paces of what was laid out before me, and I found myself in some unusual places where there was more spiritual experience that went on. So that was the most profound single experience I've had.
That's beautiful.
But I have had points in my life where the synchronicity was absolutely amazing. And just to give you an example of multiple times this happened to me during those periods, all I would have to do is think of a person and the telephone would ring within 10 seconds and
right.
that person
wow.
would be on the line. Or I would have some kind of question on my mind or dilemma that I needed an answer to, and I'd turn on the radio, and there was a song that
nope.
spoke to me.
I
could walk out into the rain, and it would be raining all around me, but I would be dry, and there'd be a shaft of sunlight coming down on me. That's another.
Oh, no, that is amazing. Wow. I've never heard of that before. So it would be raining around you, but you would remain dry, and the sun would be like, that would be your shield.
That's yes, and
wow.
When I say around me, I mean around me. I mean the area where the rain was not falling was just beyond my body on all sides.
Yes.
And
wow.
I could walk forward, and it would follow me, and the rain would be raining down.
Oh,
and, you know, that's the thing about those periods of my life is I did not question what was
yeah.
happening. I
no.
just accepted that this was real, and it was real.
Yeah. It was real, yeah.
I accepted that there was nothing really profound about it, that's
mm-hmm.
what happens when you are aligned with spirit. All kinds
exactly.
of amazing things can happen. So
yeah.
Those were just a couple of things I wanted to share. And
and I think the key word, what you said, David, is allowing, because, you know, I can relate to that in my experiences where I was so relaxed and allowing that
mm-hmm.
I just, okay,
yep.
go with it. Because that's
yep.
what spirit is. It's about allowance. So I was just following mm-hmm. spirit's way of being, because
mm-hmm.
spirit is about allowing. It's not about, it's like the river. It's like a river flowing is like spirit flowing. When the characteristic of spirit, I think, is about flow. So you got into the flow, and flow is about allowing. So it's like
yep.
you instantly get caught into the current, you know, of flow. Yeah. So
well,
that's
you know,
a beautiful
the next,
thing.
It is, and that gives me an idea for the next time you guest, if you can remember this.
Okay.
I'd like to talk about allowing versus resisting.
Oh yeah, that's a great subject.
Yeah.
That's a big one.
I'm looking forward to September. I'd like to have you
sure.
on again in September.
Sure.
I'm just looking for a Friday kind of in the middle of the month.
Yeah, I mean, I'm open right now, so anytime you can name it, I'll be there.
Okay, how about Friday, September 25th?
Okay, that sounds good, David. That sounds good.
Okay, folks, so if we don't get to you tonight, call back in on September 25th, and I'm just going to make a note to myself about what we just said.
Yeah, that sounds like a good idea. Yeah,
okay.
Allowing. Boy, if we got more into it, if people got more into allowing, things would be so different instead of...
Yeah, I mean, it's that whole concept of going with the flow is a metaphor. I love it. Just love
yeah.
it.
Yeah, for sure.
I do have a friend on the line, and I would love to see, there's two, I would
yeah.
love to see what they might have to share around spiritual experience in their lives. These are people that I know that I can
okay.
easily identify who called in earlier in the show. So if they would like to ask a question of you, I'll
yeah.
allow them to do that, and then I will pick up the pace with the people that called in first. So we'll
okay.
do maybe four or five readings, folks. But I first want to see if Trish or Sharon would like to share any experiences with spirit in their lives. So let me go to Trish first. And Trish, hi there.
Hi, Trish.
Hi. Hello.
Hello. Hi.
I don't have any stories like I just heard, but I can see that the synchronicity of certain things that have happened in my life tells me that, you know, something else has been involved with that particular thing happen or that particular person coming into my life. But I'm getting more aware of as I grow older.
Wow. Fantastic. Yeah, it's the little synchronicities that are, you know, it's sort of, they're kind of guideposts, and I feel they're like affirmations that you're on the right track, that things are lining up, you know, and you know, you feel good when a synchronicity happens, because it's kind of affirming to know that you're in the right place with the, or with the right person or doing the right thing, you know? So,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah.
Absolutely.
For sure.
Yeah.
Wow.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
Trish, do you have a question for Bren? He is a spiritual psychic medium. And if there's anything that you would like to bring to him and get a reading on, even if it's a general reading, I trust he could do that with you.
I'm thinking about my current relationship with my current boyfriend.
Okay.
Is anything? Do you see anything there, or is that too specific?
What's his name, Trish?
Steve.
Steve? Okay.
Yeah.
So when I go to Steve, when I put you, Trish, and Steve together in this relationship, I feel there's, let's see, put Trish and Steve and you together. I feel you probably experience, like in any relationship, some ups and downs. I feel that how your relationship with your relationship, Trish, with Steve now is, I feel it's, I feel that you might have some questions about it. Let's see. Let me just hone in a little more on Steve. Okay, what are Steve's intentions? I do feel he's interested in moving forward with you, Trish, with Steve is. I do feel a sense of wanting to move forward in the relationship. I do feel sometimes he'll hesitate in sort of stating what he's feeling at times. He might back off from what he's truly feeling, like expressing certain feelings. I think certain feelings for him are easier to express than others. I feel what you're sensing in this relationship, Trish, with Steve, is that there is a sense of wanting to go deeper. I feel getting to a more deeper part of the relationship, of going into deeper intimacy. Does any of that ring true to you?
Yeah, in a sense, yes. Yeah.
Yeah. But I do feel, you know, when I put you, Trish, and Steve into the future together, I do see a happy couple. I do see you, like there's the word building things together, building a relationship, building more trust. Is like a trust thing. I think that I don't know if it's from one person or the other, but there's more of a building of trusting each other to get closer. Once again, the whole like issue of intimacy comes up. So I feel I think being in this relationship for both of you is going to bridge and learn about trust and breaking down barriers that you might have had from the past in terms of relationships. I see more trust coming, more deeper clarity about each other, about each other's purpose, about how each person is in the relationship. And I feel the clarity also will come about the individual, about themselves through this relationship.
Mm-hmm.
So I feel there's a certain wonderful growth pattern in your relationship, Trish to Steve, that I see coming into the future, that and certain breakthroughs of intimacy and touching the heart. That's what I sense. So yeah, no, it feels like a good forecast for both of you, I feel.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah. Yeah, I think you're learning. I think in this relationship you have with Steve, it's definitely building bridges. The symbolism of building bridges and learning how to be close to yourself and close to each other and close to who you really are as a person, both of you. You know, so
yeah.
Many different like perspectives,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. Yeah. So
yeah.
Yeah, so that's what I see, yeah, for sure.
Thank you.
Yeah,
I agree.
Yeah. Okay, hope that helps.
That's
yeah.
nice. That's
yeah.
nice.
Yeah.
All
thank
right.
You.
Well, it all sounds positive to me.
Yeah.
So, Trish, thank you for calling in tonight.
Take care,
Trish.
It
was a joy to connect with you.
Thank you.
Well, take care, honey.
Good night. Have a good night.
All right.
All right.
Sharon called in last week, but I'd be interested to hear if she had any spiritual experience in her life that she'd like to be willing to share. So, Sharon, you're
Hi.
Live. Hi there.
Well,
hi, Sharon.
Thank you. Oh, you know what? My spiritual experience is I've had a few, and one of them that I think about is when my brother died. I'm older than he is, and he was murdered, and it was in the middle 90s, and he had been homeless. Well, he had disappeared from the family. Nobody knew where he was for a while. My mother asked me because she knew I was walking the path of New Age, and she asked me to try and get a message or try to find out where he was before we heard that he had been found. And I saw him. I saw his face, and he was so happy, and he was surrounded by golden light. It was beautiful golden light, a light I couldn't even describe. And I told her, I said, I'm going to tell you what I saw. And she said, oh, that's great. And I said, Mom, you know that what that means, right? I mean, we don't really usually see each other like that. It means one thing. And, you know, that he's passed.
Right.
And so we didn't get word, I think maybe a year later or 6 months later, whatever. It was 1996. I was so angry when I heard that he had been found. I felt he had deserved a much better life, and I was tied up in that emotion. I was furious. And I went to bed one night, and I had a vision that I was walking in a state that I had never been in, one of the 50 states. He always loved that state. And I was on a path, and a cloud was walking toward me, and it was 6 feet tall, the cloud, and the shape like a lexical shape, I can't pronounce it, and it embraced me, and the country, the scene was very pretty. It was a countryside scene, and I knew it was him. And so whenever in my waking state I felt anger, I would return to the memory of my experience that he had visited me, and I was able to move through the anger into releasing him to where he was, you know, where he is presently. So I know for a fact it's hard, you know, for me as a human, but I don't feel the anger anymore. You know, after these years, I felt he was sharing something with me. Like you, David, you were saying you came to a realization of your, a belief, you know, that you embrace with your experience.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that's what I experienced. And
that's beautiful. Wow. And
well, thank you for sharing.
Like real
Sharon.
Healing for you.
Thank
yeah.
you.
Thanks, Sharon.
Thank you.
Do you have a question for Brent
question.
Tonight, Sharon?
Well, I know I called in last week and I said I sent a card and to Aaron, and I don't know if he's away on vacation. You know, last year he went to Alaska. I don't know if he's in Alaska now. I still haven't gotten a response. Brent,
okay.
Do you see me getting a response from a card that I sent? It was just simply, I'm thinking about you. Here's my phone number if you want to have a conversation, that kind of thing.
Okay. Let's see. Will Sharon get a response? I do feel Aaron intends to send a response to you. I feel that, let's see, what's going on with Aaron now? Why hasn't Aaron sent a response to you know, what I see is going on with Aaron at this point is like there's a lot of it seems like confusion around him or something's going on with him. Let's see. Okay, how is this? I keep hearing he needs a break or something. He needs a break. He's got some emotional issues going on with him. I do feel, in terms of your note, Sharon, that he intends to get back to you. He just put it on the near side at the moment. I got to be clear with you on that. But it's like when I look at Aaron's state of being, it feels like he's something's mixed up. It's like I see these symbols of cross wires going around him, like here's his body, and there's one cross wire in front of him, and one goes in the other direction, the other direction. So there's some kind of emotional or some situation going on that is tying him up, and I'm not quite sure what it is. If I were to say Aaron is in a relaxed state right now, I don't feel it. I feel that there's something that's confusing him and making him feel very ungrounded. He's not in danger at all, you know. I just feel that there's something, some situation going on. I can't really identify with it. Let's see. Let me just look a little closer here. And he feels exhausted from whatever it is that's happening, because I feel I'm getting like these kind of tired eyes from Aaron, and I keep getting break. When I need a break. I'm sorry, Sharon. I'm just trying to sort of figure this out. But getting back to the, you know, your question. I feel, if I were to say, did Aaron read your note, I do feel he did read it, and he felt very, very good about, you know, well, good about the note, but he's like putting a lot of things aside at the moment, and I'm not sure what it is. It's just things are kind of tying him up. That's what I feel. Things don't look simple around him. And that's all I can say about it. Yeah.
No, that's perfect. Thank you. Thank you. And thank you for the opportunity, David, too. I mean, you bring Bryn on. Well, you always bring lovely people on. And thank you, Bryn, too.
You're welcome. I wish I could be more help to you about this.
No, I think you're very helpful. Very helpful.
Yeah.
And, you know, I love that we can share our spiritual experiences as well.
Yeah, I think it's important because I just feel it's like the reminders from spirit that we as, you know, fleshly human beings are part of that world, you know, and we have that, and when we're oriented in that way, things can open up. We can see a bigger vista, a vision of things, of people, of situations, you know, from a different perspective, so, yeah. For sure.
Tomorrow I'm going to an all-day retreat at a Dharma center, so I'm looking forward to it.
Oh, man, that sounds great. I could use that.
Sharon, just what you just said about spiritual experience reminded me that I wanted to share with everybody that's listening tonight that I do another show called The Healing Circle. And it's now airing at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on Mondays. And a week from Monday, which would be June 28th, Bryn is going to be joining my co-host, Kat Edwards, who's a spirit life coach and a clairvoyant medium. It's a topical show that people can participate in a discussion around the topic. And for that particular afternoon, we are going to be discussing spiritual experience. So I invite everybody who's listening tonight who can to join us at 4 p.m. Eastern Time on September 28th, and you'll have an opportunity to share if you are inclined to do so. So I just wanted to mention that, and Bryn will be joining in the discussion that day.
All right. good.
All right. Well, Sharon, thank you for calling back.
Thank you.
I hope you get a response.
Yeah, I hope so.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
You all take care.
Thank you.
Okay, you take care too, Sharon. God bless.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to return to the phone lines of other people who've called in earlier. I have two Skype callers, one after the other, so I will call first on one and then on the other, and you'll probably both chime in when I ask for your name, but know that I'll get to you both. So I have a Skype caller here. Tell me your name, please.
Hi, this is Patricia. Thank you for taking my call.
You're welcome, Patricia.
Hi.
Hi. How can I help you today, Patricia?
I'm just wondering if you can pick up anything general for me. I don't really have a specific. Do you need a specific question?
Okay, let me give it a go. let me see. Okay. So, let's see, when I look at Trish, I feel that, there's something that, there's a goal you have in mind, it's a creative goal, it feels like there's something you're working towards, and it's really, it's interesting, I feel it's like dictated by your higher self, I feel you've been listening to the wants and needs of your soul lately, they're saying. I feel there's something that has been in the back of your mind or in your heart that that you've wanted to do, that you're either more conscious of it now or you're going to become more conscious of it, but it feels like there's something calling you. Do you feel that there's something calling you lately or some kind of pull towards what something that's kind of truthful to you that you want to do? Does that make sense at all?
Yeah, I'm excuse me, I'm moving more towards eliminating people, eliminating things that I'm really not interested anymore.
Oh, okay.
You know, sort of like what the world tells you you should do, but what you really don't want to do. I just want to be more authentic to myself. Yeah.
Yeah, because I feel there's like a clearing, there's a kind of prompting to clear out, because behind all that stuff that you're clearing out, you're going to find a truth about yourself, a true meaning of what you're here to do, I feel, Tricia. I feel that as you're in this process of letting go of those things that don't serve you, that you know are kind of false to you now, that maybe before served you in a way, but now they don't serve any use, or that you now are identifying as false because they always were, that I think it's prompted by this thing that I feel inside of you as I tune into you, Tricia, your heart is wanting to burst out and say, you know, this is what it is. This is what it is about. This is what I want you to pursue or to look at, like your heart's desire. So let me just get a little clearer here. Let me just see. Okay. Hold on a second. Okay. What's the message? One of the messages is also for you to take it easy on yourself. Take it easy. Let go of the self-judgments and too much of self-analysis in terms of the mind taking over and overanalyzing things. Trust in your first impulses is the message. It's really being easy on yourself, Tricia, and feeling that, you know, you really deserve the things that you feel are truthful to you. Let's see what else here. Yeah, you know, it's like that old phrase, to thine own self be true. I think this, the theme of this reading is being truthful to yourself, finding the real gold inside of you and letting go of the falsities that you, that you answered about, that you talked about, that what you're doing is letting go of those things that have no meaning to you. So I hope that makes sense to you. And if you have a specific question, too, of anything else, please let me know.
Thank you.
Do you have another question?
Just that. I'm trying to figure out where my life is headed. I've eliminated a lot, so I guess in time the spirit will let me know.
Yeah, I feel in terms of a timeline, that timelines are like, can be very fluid, but I feel this process you're going through, it's almost like somewhat like a dark night of the soul, but it's like you're also kind of eliminating a lot of things that are falsehoods. And I feel this process, when I look at you into the future, Trisha, I feel that you're going to move into some new places in the fall, like around September, October time. It seems like there's a more light there, there's more clarity, I feel, and I feel the process you're going through right now is very much needed for you to go through to eliminate these things that are kind of cluttering the vision, you know. So I think by September, October, things are going to be a lot clearer for you, and I just see you lighter, you know. I think less confused, and so I think you're on the right path. I feel you're on the right path. Yeah.
Excellent. Well, thank you, Brian.
You're welcome. Yeah, I hope that helped. Hope that was helpful to you. Yeah.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks for calling, Trisha. This is your first time, isn't it?
No, I've called before. It's been quite a while.
Okay. I'm sorry I don't recall, but, you know, I've done so many shows over the last 9 years. But thank you for calling tonight. I hope that you've gotten what you needed, and I think Bren is a wonderful psychic medium. So thank you very much,
Bren.
Trisha, take care. Have a good one.
Okay,
you.
Good night. God bless, Trisha.
Good night.
Good night.
Okay, let's go to the other Skype caller.
Yeah.
And you're live. What is your name, please?
Hi, sir. Anissa, Arizona. I listened to you before with the group healing on Sundays. And hi, Brian.
Cool.
Durham.
What's your name again? I'm sorry.
Nisa.
Nisa. Okay, Nisa. Hi. How can I help you? How's it going for
you
today?
Yes, thank you. Thank you for doing the show. Great show. Got great topics. My question is, and yes, I have had real quick. Yes, I've had several spiritual experiences, and I always take that with a lot of respect. But my specific question is, I have a job that right now I'm standby. It's been about 17 days now, and the company starts with letter E is an elephant, and I'd like to know if I'm going to be going back to work at the same location with that same company, or they're going to put me in another location with the same company. And do you know when they're going to call me, a time frame? As you know, it is part of my income. And again, thank you.
Sure. So you want to know if when you're going back to the job? Is that correct? Is that it?
Yes, sir. Thank you.
Okay. So I feel I'm sensing, in terms of a timeline, within the next 2 months, you'll be going back to work to that job. I feel, Nisa, and I feel I feel that also, in terms of the job that, you know, this work that you're doing, I do feel some advances for you in it, actually. I do feel a good sense of accomplishment for you in this job, Nisa, that you're going to go back to. I feel that especially during the fall. It's like they're showing me, like September, October, November, the fall time as being a really good time, good high point for your work company. And when I look at your work, Nisa, in this company in the new year coming up, I feel some more advances. Now, I don't know if this job has anything to do with travel. Do they
yes,
see
sir. You guys, Mr. Bryan?
Hello?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
You got it.
Is it?
You got it. You got it. Yes, the travel.
Travel. Okay, yeah. I see travel with this job, but I see you as a really good asset to this position, Nisa. I feel really good at it. Do you feel it like fits you like a glove? It kind of fits you like a glove. Like, is that a sense of a good fit? Is that what you feel about it? Because that's what I feel.
yes, sir. I do. I feel really good about it. Always.
Right. I think they like you there. You know, when I look at your job performance in this job, it feels very efficient, and I feel, you know, there might be some promotions coming up, like a promotion. It just feels like you're on the right track, so I feel you have nothing to worry about. Things feel like you're just listening to your spirit and your higher self, and you're on the right track in terms of your job. Career, so that's what I see. Yeah, it's very clear to me.
That's good. I'm happy for the confirmation. And I'm glad to hear that. I will just be patient and praying to God. And thank you.
Yeah, just be patient. Yeah, patience is everything.
I want to thank you too, honey, for trying out the Sunday night show, which is now moving to Mondays, and if you can join us a week from Monday, and share any spiritual experience that you've had, that would be great. It's going
to
be
at 4 p.m.
Eastern time. Okay, yeah. Beautiful. All right. Well, best wishes to you. God bless, and all that good stuff.
Thank you. Best of luck.
Bye, Nisa. Take
care.
Bye.
Good
night.
Bye.
Bye. All right. Okay. Area code 631. Let's see. I think you're the only 631 here. Let's see here. Okay. You are live.
Hello.
What is your first name, please? Hi.
Hi. My first name is Rose.
Hi, Rose. How are you doing? Hi.
I'm doing pretty well today. How are you both doing?
Pretty good.
Thank you.
Nice. Thanks.
Yeah, it's a good show. I've been listening to it. I've probably had a bunch of experiences, but that might take up too much time.
Well, please, can you join us on a Monday at 4 p.m. Eastern time?
Sure. Monday at 4? Yes.
It's going to be September 28th, a week from Monday. I would love to have you your input for that show. So if you can do that, that's great.
Is it September, you said?
I'm sorry, not September.
No, next month.
June,
yeah.
June 28th.
June 28th.
Oh, yeah, okay.
I was going along
but,
with it.
But Bryn is going to be back on September
oh, okay.
28th, I believe. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay, yeah. I should be able to. I'll put it on my calendar. Yeah.
Great. Do you have a question for Bryn?
I've been working on a project. It's a nonprofit, and we've been looking for space, and, I've been working on it for quite a while, and we're looking for a location. Do you see us getting one soon, or what's going on?
Yeah, let's
with
see,
that?
Rose. Let's see here. Okay. Is Rose going to get a location? Yeah, so I did see you getting a location for your nonprofit. Let's see. Okay, when is Rose getting a location? I see around mid-July into August, I feel, your location is coming. If I were to say any time sooner, nothing is written in stone, but I'm looking at mid-July into August, and I feel this location for your nonprofit is Let me just look at it, man. Okay, will they be happy? Will Rose be happy with this location?
Be happy with any location?
Yeah, I feel when I look at this location and whether it'll be satisfactory for you, Rose, for your nonprofit, I feel, yeah, it's going to be, I get the word adequate. It's going to be adequate. There'll be a few drawbacks, but there'll be a lot of pluses, I feel. I feel you'll be able to fit everything in. I feel it'll work. And I what I do sense about it, though, it might be a stepping stone to something better. If I were to say this is going to be a permanent location for you, for your nonprofit, I feel it doesn't feel like that. It feels something that is going to run the course for it, that it has to run. But I feel it's going to, I think you're going to find a little something better. I'm not saying it's going to be bad. It's going to be adequate. That's the word giving me, adequate. And like you said, you just need something right now to place your feet in, right? You know,
right.
So so I feel what this will give you, it will give you space to keep venturing forth in terms of looking out of other locations, but it'll do the job for you because that's something that you need right now, right?
Right. Yeah, for sure. We definitely need our own place.
Yeah. So it's going to work out. It feels like a step forward in the right direction. That's what I get about the space, yeah.
Oh, okay. I just want to ask you, do you see it as a storefront or just a, I don't mean just, but office space? Do you see it?
Yeah. Let's see. What the location be? A storefront or an office space? I feel it's going to be an office. I don't feel a storefront for this.
Okay.
I feel it's going to be an office. I get something about the second or third floor location. But I don't see it at street level storefront for this nonprofit.
Okay.
No, yeah, it's upstairs. Yeah.
It's upstairs. Okay. All right,
That's
fine. And the next step will be the storefront then.
Really
a cafe, but all right. All right, that sounds wonderful. Thank you very much. I appreciate
it. Yeah, no, it's definitely coming. You'll have it this year. Yeah, for sure.
Oh, good.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're waiting a while. All right, that sounds great.
Yeah.
All right, so I'll go on to the show next week on the 28th, June 28th.
That's going to be 4 p.m. Eastern time.
4 o'clock, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
Good. All right, then.
Thank you so much for calling
evening.
In.
Thank
you.
Thank
too.
You. Yeah. Good luck.
Okay.
And for
me, well.
All right, thank you. Bye-bye.
Thanks again, Rose. For those that remain on the line, if you want a full-length professional reading from Bren, let me give you his email address, and you could make arrangements through that. It's BrynDurham@gmail.com, and I'm going to spell that out for you. It's Bryn, B like boy, R, Y, N like Nancy, all one word, his name, Bryn Durham. Durham is spelled D like David, U-R-H-A-M like Mary. BrynDurham@gmail.com. So I think that Bryn is a brilliant psychic medium, and of course whenever you call into a show you just get a snippet of a reading, and so consider contacting him. And Bryn, thank you so much for joining me tonight.
Oh yeah, it was great, you know, hearing your experiences and people's questions, and it's always a fascinating subject, the world of spirit, because it's like eternity. It's infinite, you know? So.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, let's close out the show.
I'll see you next the week from Monday. I'll see you guys. Yeah, for sure.
Sounds good. Okay.
Yeah.
So let's take a moment to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There's no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let it be. Have a great week, everybody, and God bless.
Bye, everybody.
Good night, Brent.
Good night, Dave. Take care. Bye-bye.
You too.